This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Mildred Stone Rock, Stonerock, date of birth 2/4/1949. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Stone Rock with diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Her last visit was August 26th of 2024. Since that time, she was admitted to Alma Hospital February 1st and discharged February 4th for an initial a pacemaker malfunction. The patient's pacemaker was found to be in safety mode, and Dr. Showole, S-H-O-W-O-L-E, performed a generator change, which was recommended, and he did that on 2-3 of 25. She tolerated the procedure well and was discharged the next day. She is feeling well. She has had a cough for at least a month, and she does not produce sputum, although it sounds like a moist cough, so I'm assuming she may swallow that. And she has lost 11 pounds since her last visit. The staff that accompanies her today denies any current symptoms or concerns. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. And she is on Trulicity, 1.5 milligram once weekly. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 119 pounds, pulse is 79, blood pressure 122 over 66. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs have scattered inspiratory and expiratory bronchi that clear with cough, but they are present, and the cough sounds very moist. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is 0.97 with estimated GFR greater than 60, calcium 9.1, sodium 136, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 23, hemoglobin is 10.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with improved renal function, and two, hypertension well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.